That fantastic finish for Michael Phelps leaves him just hours away from a chance at a record 8th Olympic gold medal. Now, training for this moment takes a lot of practice, a lot of heart, and a whole lot of food. Here's what Phelps told NBC about his eating habits.
I was told that I was supposed to eat between like 8 and 10,000 calories a day. I just sort of try to cram whatever I can into my body.
And according to the New York Post, he crams a lot. A typical Phelps meal? 3 fried egg sandwiches, 3 slices of French toast, a bowl of grits, a 5-egg omelet, 3 chocolate chip pancakes, and that's just breakfast. The diet sounds deadly, but trainers say consuming that many calories isn't all that unusual for a competitive swimmer. It's science out of the box. Caroline Mandel is a sports dietitian at the University of Michigan. That's where Michael Phelps goes to school. She joins us from member station WUOM in Ann Arbor. Welcome.
Thank you, Andrea.
First of all, is it even possible? I mean, how do you even do that? Eat 8, 10, maybe 12,000 calories in a day?
It's absolutely possible and also absolutely necessary for an athlete who's burning this many calories a day. If he's not eating that many calories, he would lose weight as muscle and that would impair his performance.
So how does a body burn that many calories?
About 2/3 of our calories are burned by our resting metabolic rate, the calories that we burn just to breathe and pump blood. If you were to lay on my office floor for 24 hours, you would burn anywhere between 6 and 12 calories per pound of body weight just to lay there and do nothing, not even twiddle your thumbs.
Oh, good.
For Michael Phelps, if he weighs about 190 pounds, he's burning close to 2,000 calories a day just to lay there and do nothing. Add on to that the thermic effect of food. An average person like you or me might burn 200 to 400 calories a day just to digest. Someone who's larger than us and eating a heck of a lot more food is going to burn 2 or 3 times that many calories just in the process of digestion.
Huh.
He may be burning up to 1,000 calories a day just for normal daily activity, and we have not even considered the calories he burns to train through exercise.
So I'm just curious, what happens when Michael Phelps isn't training for the Olympics? Does he go back to, you know, the couple thousand calories a day that like the rest of us are supposed to?
An interesting phenomenon that happens when an athlete decreases their training, their appetite is also going to go down. Without that training, he'll be less hungry and will eat less.
And maybe eat fewer than 3 egg sandwiches and a 5-egg omelet.
I can't help bringing the American Heart Association recommendations back to mind where we limit our egg yolks. And I do recommend maybe 1 egg yolk with a bunch of egg whites to make that omelet in the morning.
Just a comment, though. I'm not sure you could stomach that many calories in egg whites.
Well, the interesting thing about Michael Phelps, and you look at his, the amount of fat that he's eating, if he tried to consume the calories he requires on a low-fat diet, he would have to quit school and eat a boatload of food, and it would be very uncomfortable to his stomach.
Caroline Mandel is a sports dietitian at the University of Michigan. She joined us from member station WUOM in Ann Arbor. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.